corn crake. Birds who return here each year from afar are eagerly anticipated by keen observers who wait to see them from southern headlands and islands. Corncrakes, however, returning to Ireland each year in April and May, are rarely seen arriving back. These long-distance travellers seem to be able to slip in undetected. The first anyone knows of their return is when they hear them calling out from fields of buttercups in bloom, where grassy cover and tall nettles offer shelter and disguise. It's the males who call out, a strange, rasping sound, like a stick being played across a big comb, or a car engine struggling to start up, repetitively echoing out through the hours of darkness. The corncrake's scientific name is Crex Crex, an attempt to imitate the bird with human words. Theirs is no tuneful melody, nor is the call performed with any sense of regular rhythm. But for the corncrake, this call does the job of making his presence known far and wide, a confident announcement to nearby females that he is available to offer his services as a mate. Females, on the other hand, keep themselves quietly among the cow parsley, clambering wild peas and tall seed heads of so many different grasses. Once mated, females get on with the task of laying and incubating a large clutch of eggs down among the meadow grasses and nettles, silent and inconspicuous, as ground nesting birds must be. She will raise her chicks without any help from her male counterpart, feeding the little ones on beetles, spiders, slugs and snails, protein-rich creatures from among the undergrowth. Within days, the chicks are up and following their mum about, staying near for safety, though learning already how to get around in the world. These are the ways of the corncrake, guided by evolution to make a success of life, generation after generation. But we have now moved on from meadows. Hay is no longer where it's at. Hay was always a lot of hard work, and now we have machinery and plastic wrapping that makes silage a better option. Few farmers would lament the loss of hay. But the inadvertent impact on corncrake and other meadow dwellers is a loss that's almost impossible to quantify. A soundscape, a richness of feather and wing where grasshoppers, wild bees, beetles and butterflies, all of these and more once reigned. Now, there are early cuts of silage from June when the weather is right. Nestlings, fast as they are, aren't able to escape the blades of the mower. A similar fate has also befallen the corncrake's far more melodic associates in the meadows, skylarks and meadow pipits, along with breeding waders such as lapwing and curlew. Floodplain callows were corncrake strongholds for a time, fields that would take months of summer to dry out, where no machinery could brave the wet ground, at least until midsummer. So all these ground-nesting bees and birds had time to feed up their young and fledge before the mowers came over. Now these meadows have been drowned by unseasonal summer floods and nesting corncrake too. In my grandfather's and father's time, corncrake calls were the soundscape of summer nights in every parish across Ireland. Now they are little more than a memory in most places, found in the titles of rural memoirs, in the poignancy of poems about times gone by. It's hard to reflect on their decline. Their loss is impossible to quantify or evaluate, now cast in the realm of absences. But at least we know that there are still parts of Ireland where corncrakes have been holding on, overlapping with the areas where the Irish language continues to be spoken, where farms are small and land is hard to cultivate. I heard them this time last year on Arranmore Island off the coast of Donegal, calling after midnight from afar. Tory Island too has plenty of corncrakes nesting, and rightly proud of this the islanders are. Malinhead and Fannethead are also home to successful breeders, places where the old ways have been preserved. Add to this list the Mullet Peninsula in Mayo, and Inishbofin off the Connemara coast, current corncrake strongholds, along with a few uninhabited islands off the west and northwest coast. And when all these birds have done breeding, adults and fledglings alike will take to the skies and fly all the way to their wintering grounds in sub-Saharan Africa, a 9,000-kilometre cross-continental journey guided entirely by corncrake DNA. Thank you.